Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Church Lady Now on Blog Talk Radio. Come Holy Spirit, Series Part 12, April 27th is our day. Today's title, good afternoon, listeners. Come Holy Spirit, Series Part 12, welcome to Church Lady Now on Blog Talk Radio. Today's title, out of your belly will flow living water. Are your waters refreshing others? I am Brother Grant, and welcome to Church Lady Now as an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our goal is to help you and me live a successful Christian life. We help you to learn the Word of God, understand what you have learned, and apply the Word to daily living. As I said, I am Brother Grant, and I am excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. We broadcast every Wednesday afternoon live right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, where we apply and provide application Bible teaching to help you live a successful Christian life. This year, we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 11th teaching in the series, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Today, the Holy Spirit is here to carry on the work of Christ in and through us. Today, our subject is, out of your belly will flow living water. So we must ask ourselves, what is flowing from us? What is flowing out of us? Now, before we go on with the teaching, let's look at some of the Bible data. For those of you that like numbers, let's look at how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, we are including all of His names, symbols and titles, which include Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, Authority, Anointing, Cloud, Convictor, Creator, Dove, Finger of God, Fire, Guide, Hand, Intercessor, Joy, Judge, Liberty, Producer of Fruit, Prophecy, Power, Rain, Seed, Sanctifier, Wind, Resurrection, Teacher, Third Person, Wisdom, and Water. Now, according to the Internet and the World Wide Web, the Bible is mentioned 388 times in the King James Version. The Holy Spirit is mentioned 386 times in the New International Version. It is mentioned, Holy Spirit, the American Standard Version, 381 times. And the Holy Spirit is mentioned 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version. So there is some consistency in most Bible versions in that the Holy Spirit is mentioned at least 381 times and as high and as many as 394 times. So now we can see that the Holy Spirit as a concept flows throughout the books of the Bible. And I want to give you a brief overview of our story. Don't let our name confuse you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is, the majority of the people we minister to are men. And Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless for many years. The name Church Lady was given to Pastor Artist by homeless people she ministered to. They could not remember her name, so they started calling her the Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. We are called to present the good news of salvation
because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our church lady is one of the Northwest's leading practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. Church lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive. And in Church Lady Ministries, we serve the less fortunate. The ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. Minister Artis Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned a master's in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. The good news of salvation is the ministry mantle. And currently, the ministry happenings are scrolling across your computer screen. If you would like to become a Church Lady Ministries partner, you can contact us to help serve the less fortunate. And for $9.99 a month, you can help us to teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. You can contact us to enroll by calling area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you our ministry package. All donations are tax deductible, as Church Lady Ministry has a 501c3 charitable organization exemption. Now, let us join Church Lady for today's teaching on our program title, Out of Your Belly Will Flow Living Water. This title, we are going to look at what Jesus said should come out of the Christian life. Our scripture reference is found in John chapter 7, verse 38. Now let's join the church lady for today's teaching. Good afternoon, church lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. How was your trip to Alabama?
It was just wonderful. The weather
was good. Oh, I know the
good.
Weather was probably beautiful down there.
Yes, it was quite pleasant.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing today? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life that is a blessing to others. I pray all is well with you and yours today, and as always, want to thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now.
Thank you.
First, I want to give you an introduction, the backstory to today's title. The title of today's program is Out of Your Belly Will Flow Rivers of Living Water. Our foundation scripture for this week, our foundation scriptures, excuse me, for this week are found in the book of John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, which read, "On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me to drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly," or his heart in some versions of the Bible, "will flow rivers of living water. But as this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit has not or was not given yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified." The feast that they're talking about in Scripture is the Feast of the Tabernacle. This festival was instituted by Moses to memorialize the years that the Israelites wandered in the desert after they left Egypt. The festival is seen as a day of celebration. The priest brought water to the temple in golden pitchers, symbolizing the rock that supplied water in the book of Exodus, chapter 17. And during the procession, the people recited Isaiah 12:3. The people said, "With joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation." And then the water was poured on the altar as an offering to God while the people continued to sing and celebrate. Today we're looking at the scripture. That states those of us who believe out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. So the scripture is saying that for those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will provide spiritual refreshment to others. Here Jesus is talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was to come. The Holy Spirit existed from all eternity but was not present at the time Jesus told the people to come if they were thirsty. In verse 39, Jesus was talking about the forthcoming of the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in the book of Acts. John chapter 7, verse 37 through 38, Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water." Now, the only prerequisite here is that we believe. In verse 38, when Jesus is talking about rivers of living water, he said that they would come out of our belly. Now, the belly is one of the major control centers of the body. Have you ever heard people talk about, "I had a gut reaction," or "I've got a gut feeling"? You know, some of us, when we're upset, we get a stomach ache. The belly, then, we can say, is very important. From what we have looked at so far, we have learned that rivers of living water should flow out of each of us who are believers in Christ. Jesus is talking about those who believe in him, who have received the Holy Spirit. The Greek scholars believed water was the original substance of all living things that were made. In the book of John, on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Today, Jesus is inviting all mankind to come and drink. Jesus is repeating what was said by Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah 51. Isaiah said, "Come all ye who are thirsty. Come to those waters." Jesus is fulfilling his call to lead and guide us to springs of water. Jesus offers to give us himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. God gives us life through his son Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. In Jewish writings, God is the spring of living water. Jeremiah 2:13 and 17:13, the Bible says that water is the source of life. The Bible even goes on to say in the book of Psalms, "Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly will I seek you. My soul, what? Thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water." You see, we need water to survive. Water gives us life. From the Gospels, we know that water was turned to wine. There is water that is involved in the new birth. We're talking about the gospel now. There is living water, cleansing water, and calming water. You know, Jesus spoke to the water. And he said, peace be still. Jesus spoke to the water that was in storm, and he said, peace be still. Today, Jesus offers all of us eternal life, the life that flows from God. As children of God, we are called to share the living water, the life that flows from God to us. We're called to share that with others. The Holy Spirit was not available to us until Jesus' death. One of his roles is to bear witness to Jesus, John 15:26. So until the death of Jesus, the heart of the Father could not be known. That is his desire for us to have eternal life. Jesus offers us the Spirit. When he said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me, the first requirement was to be thirsty. At some point in our faith walk, we all have that inner knowing that there must be something more. We all have that thirst where we want more of Jesus, where we want more of the Word, where we want an encounter with God. In the book of Matthew, Jesus invites those who know their need, those who are poor in spirit, to come. Matthew 5:3. Now, if we go back to John 37, Jesus invites us to come and drink. In Matthew, he says, come. And in John, he says, come and drink. Drinking is believing and trusting in Christ, receiving his teaching and applying his teaching to our everyday lives. Our faith enables us to receive the Holy Spirit and to enter into an abiding relationship with Christ. This is based on who God is and what he has done for us. When you and I believe, we open the gate for the grace of God and the ability of Jesus to come into our lives so that we can what? Come and drink. Jesus is the source of living water, and he invites everyone who thirsts to come and drink. When he invites us to come and drink, he is saying that all who are thirsty come. There is no earthly satisfaction that can satisfy our deep desires, because we always want more. We always want to do better. We always want to go to the next level. So in the natural, there is really nothing that can satisfy us because we're always striving. You know, yeah, we can be happy with events. We can have a happy day. We can have a happy moment. But we always keep seeking for something to satisfy us. You see, we were designed to be thirsty. We long for that feeling of excitement and deep joy in our souls. We're thirsty for God. You and I were born to love God and to be loved by God. Jesus is our answer. When he invites us to drink, he is giving us grace, forgiveness, and joy. He gives us joy that does not depend on anything. When we accept his invitation, he gives us a promise. For he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his inner man will flow rivers of living water. The requirement is that we believe. In order to drink, we must continue to come to Jesus. There are lots of scriptures that describe the blessing of the Holy Spirit in connection with water. Living water flows out of the dwelling place of Christ, a place in our innermost being that transforms our life. When we come to Christ, he quenches our thirst and gives us an abundant supply of living water. This living water refreshes our soul and flows out of us to others. God intended for the believer to have rivers of living water, not dead water. Did you know that the Dead Sea is so salty it contains no fish or plants? Why? Because there is no outlet. The water flow is not there. There's no input and there's no output, therefore you have dead water. You've got to have input and output to have living water. That same principle can be applied to us. When we go to church, listen to the Bible on the radio, study the Bible, some of us are still dead. We become our own Dead Sea. By having inlets, stuff is coming in, but nothing's going out. There's no outlet. You and I must learn to take in and to give out in service to others. The Spirit of God is in us to enable us to be a blessing to others. John links Jesus to the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit was not available during Jesus' earthly ministry. He and the Holy Spirit worked together, and Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter after he left. That is, after his death and resurrection. So after Jesus went to the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit, who is a divine comforter. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to finish the work of Jesus in our lives. Today our land is thirsty. A lot of us say we're Christians. We attend church, we go to Sunday school, maybe even Wednesday night service. But we lack the knowledge of the Word of God. We have no victory or power because the Word of God is unread. The Word of God is collecting dust. The real message of the gospel is missing in many of our lives. The message of the gospel is rivers of living water. Out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water that will give life to others. Jesus is the source of life. Just like plants cannot survive without water, our souls cannot survive without Jesus. Jesus becomes a river of living water in each of our lives. Now, the Holy Spirit will fill our souls with the goodness and the mercy of God. Remember, he takes the place of Jesus in our lives today. And so he develops the living water that comes from inside of us. Now, today you may be searching for something better, something you've not been able to find to satisfy your search for the true meaning of life. Sometimes we try to fill the thirst with relationships, sex, drugs, or other vices. Those things cannot fill that void in our souls. The things we do to try to fill that void start off as enjoyable, but become traps within themselves that leave us bound. The truth is, the only way that void in our souls can be filled is through Jesus. Jesus takes away depression, shame, guilt, and condemnation. He can place in us, by the Holy Spirit, a path for living water. Some of us have tried to quench our thirst with drugs, over-the-counter medication, and all kinds of stuff that just doesn't work. The quick fix quickly comes to an end. The thirst does not leave us. Unfortunately, the flesh takes over and the sin rules. Then we want more and more of that which is killing us, of that which is destroying us. John 10:10 says that the thief comes to accept, to steal and kill and to destroy. Oh, but the good news. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. That is Jesus. Jesus is the answer for our thirsty souls. Jesus is here right now. He's shouting to you. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit is being offered to you today. Come. Allow the Spirit of God to open our spiritual eyes. Take a drink of living water. Jesus will give you the river of living water if you want it. In order for living water to flow through us to others, we must abandon ourselves to Jesus in order to glorify God. We, the children of God, have a responsibility to bring forth life and fruit. Life and fruit. Belief has to do with complete trust. That is total reliance on Jesus. Out of this place of trust, we will find the abundance of God flowing through us to others. Water cannot be held back when it's moving. Everything in its path moves. So it is when the Holy Spirit will come only if we desire him. If you and I desire to flow in the things of God, the river will come. The Holy Spirit is also a fire. In the natural, fire and water do not exist together. One will destroy the other. Fire burns away that which is unclean. It purifies, softens, and warms. The fire of the Holy Spirit burns away impurities from our soul. He is also called the Comforter. He warms our heart with the fire of God's love by giving us hope. He is also water. He gives eternal life, refreshment, and an everlasting spring. When we have the Holy Spirit, a drought will not come. Fire and water are both from the Holy Spirit. Each does its part in the life of a Christian. Until the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit did not live in us. He lived external to us. The promise is found in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49, in which Jesus said, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. God wants us to have power from on high. After Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. The response of the hearers was, truly, this is a prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, will the Christ come out of Galilee? How do you think they went from his statement of living water to think, is this the Christ? Living water was mentioned in the Old Testament in the book of Zechariah. Zechariah said, on the day living water will flow out of from Jerusalem, half of it to the east to the Dead Sea, and half of it to the west to the Mediterranean. The Lord will establish a king over the whole earth. And on that day there will be one Lord. And his name, the only name, will be Messiah, which means Christ. So in the Old Testament, there was a messianic prophecy about Jesus bringing living water. So when the people heard Jesus talk about, come if you're thirsty, and out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water, when the people heard that, they were reminded of what they had learned from Zechariah. So they were reminded that there is to be a Messiah, that there is to be a Christ. So their response was not, yes, I'm going to come. Their response was, who are you, the Christ? Now, the children of Israel had a response from Jesus. But their response was not, yes, I want to come. So right now, what is our response? Jesus is saying, come. If you're thirsty, and I will give you living water. What is our response to the call to come and drink? What we learn from Israel is that they equated what Jesus offered with who he is. Do we equate what he offers, the opportunity to come and drink, the opportunity to believe, the opportunity to have living water flow from us to others? Think about it. Our foundation scriptures for this week are John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, which read as follows. On the last day, that great day of Pentecost, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me to drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly, or his heart in some versions, will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Jesus is talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was to come. That's here now for you and me. The Holy Spirit existed from all eternity, but was not present at the time of Jesus' ministry, was not present inside of men. Now, in verse 39, Jesus was talking about the forthcoming of the Holy Spirit as mentioned in the book of Acts. In order to receive the living water, we must believe. Believe in Jesus. In response to our belief, Jesus promises to give us living water. Today he's inviting you and I to believe, to trust him, to receive his teaching, and to apply his teaching to our lives. Jesus is the source of living water. He invites you and I to come and drink for two reasons. One, so he can satisfy our souls, cleanse and heal us, and two, so that we can be a blessing to others. In order for this living water to flow through us, we must abandon ourselves to Jesus in order to glorify God. The Holy Spirit at work is unique to John. John designates the Holy Spirit as a comforter or the helper, which means that he's called to come alongside us. John explains to us that the Holy Spirit is another helper, namely one of the same kind as Jesus. Therefore, extending the ministry of Jesus to the end of this age. Now, it would be a grave error, however, to understand the Spirit's purpose merely in terms of one needed in a predicament. You know, when we have a problem. On the contrary, John demonstrates that the Spirit's role encompasses every facet of life in regard to the world outside of Christ. The Holy Spirit works as the agent who convicts of sin. Did you hear that? He convicts of sin. He is the agent that allows us to experience a born-again spirit, the new birth, because in essence, we are experiencing God's spirit. The Bible says that those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God gave us his spirit so that we could worship him. See, the spirit and the truth comes from God. The Holy Spirit also fulfills a definite function in relation to Christ. While the Father sent the Spirit in the name of Christ, the Spirit draws attention to himself through Jesus. The Spirit never draws attention to himself for attention only. He draws attention to Jesus. He doesn't speak what's his own. He doesn't speak on his own authority. Instead, his mission is to what? Glorify Jesus and declare Christ's teaching. We're talking about, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. In closing today, many of us are wounded, addicted, oppressed, and hurting. Thus, we pursue alternate routes to heal the pain. So what happened to the living water? The call is, are you thirsty? If yes, Jesus says, come to me. Do you desire satisfaction? If yes, Jesus says, come to me. Are you burdened by trials of life? If yes, Jesus says, come to me. Jesus wants to give you and me rivers of abundant life. That's John 10:10. This water will not only meet our needs, but also the needs of others. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, helps us to be a blessing to others. So today, in concluding, my prayer is that God give us a thirst for Jesus so that we can come. So that we can come. That's the end of our program today. I hope you enjoyed Out of Our Bellies Will Flow Rivers of Living Water. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Well, church lady, that was some teaching. I'm telling you, the waters, you will part. So before we say goodbye, we want to bless you. We want to offer our perpetual prayer to each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he plays in our lives today. This is our 12th teaching in the series entitled, Come Holy Spirit. Now, we want to invite you to join us and follow us on social media. And we want you to like us. Our social media information is as follows. Blog Talk Radio, the program Church Lady Now. You can follow us. Facebook, our pages are Artist Oliver, Church Lady, or Church Lady Ministries. And you can inbox us, like, and follow us. If you want to contact us, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So we want to thank you for joining Church Lady Now. We want you to share our program with others. Please join us next Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Daylight Time, because we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives. Now remember, you can go to our Blog Talk Radio site, and you can go into our library, our archives of past messages. Now we have more than 80 messages, and you can enjoy them, you can share them, and you can learn from them.
So remember, if you'd like to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information. Our goal is to help you to live a successful and victorious Christian life. And you can contact us on our information on your screen, so please feel free to call. Now, please, you can follow us to get our ministry happening, and we invite you for next Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific Daylight Time. So again, thank you, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.